You are listening to Proof Text, a Glossa House podcast exploring scripture and all things related to it. New episodes are released daily. For more information, check out glossahouse.com and subscribe to our channels on Spotify and YouTube. Welcome and enjoy.
Hello and welcome to Proof Text. I am Michael Halcombe and this is a Fallacy of the Week episode. In this episode, we're going to be looking at a post that's been floating around social media, and I want to share that with you. If you're watching, you're going to be able to see that. If you're just listening, I'll read it, and you'll be able to hear it. And we're going to look at some fallacies ingrained in this and, you know, attempt to make sense of what's going on. So here we go. If you're watching, this should pop up on the screen any moment now. All right, there we go. The post says this: there's no freedom in this country if I'm required to carry a loaded weapon while teaching English language arts, but I'm not trusted to select the books in my classroom or tell students who I married. Huh. All right, one more time. There's no freedom in this country if I'm required to carry a loaded weapon while teaching English language arts, but I'm not trusted to select the books in my classroom or tell my students who I marry. All right, lots of stuff as usual going on in these. The first thing we want to dial into is that there's a false dichotomy fallacy going on here. So the fallacy, right, what it's doing right from the jump is presenting a situation, is presenting a situation as if there are only two options or possibilities. And what the false dichotomy does in this situation is ignores all the other sort of potential alternatives or potential realities, potential possibilities, potentialities, however you want to say it. And so in this particular example, right, the speaker or writer, whoever came up with this, is presenting a choice as being between carrying a loaded weapon while teaching and being trusted to select books and discuss personal matters with students. And it's implying that if I have to do the one, I can't do the other, which is just not true. And so you can see this right from the jump. There is no freedom in this country if I'm required to carry a loaded weapon while teaching English language arts. Just because you might be required to carry a loaded weapon while teaching English language arts, that doesn't mean there's no freedom in this country. It just means in that specific situation, that's what you're required to do. Also, then they're trying to contrast it with, if you know, I got to carry this gun but can't select the books in my classroom. Well, they may be part of the same requirement of your employer. Just because your employer is requiring those two things doesn't mean there's no freedom in this country. Or if your employer says keep your personal life out of your teaching and just teach the curriculum, that doesn't mean there's no freedom. It just means that that's a requirement of that position, right? So we have a false dichotomy fallacy going on here for sure, for absolute sure. We also have, I think, a straw man fallacy. And when we have a straw man fallacy, what's happening is the person is misrepresenting or exaggerating somebody else's argument, and they're setting it up, right? Setting up, it's often even not a real argument that anybody's making. So they'll set up that argument or frame it in a position a certain way, and it makes it easier to attack and refute and bring down. And that's what's going on here too, I think, because the speaker is, at least appears to be suggesting that there's a lack of freedom because they're not, because they're carrying a loaded weapon while they're teaching, but they're also being restricted in other aspects of teaching. Really, they're saying carrying the loaded weapon is a form of restriction. So they're saying they're restricting me in this one area, in this other area, in this other area. They're restricting me in three areas. And so there's no such thing as freedom in this country. Well, nobody is arguing that there's no such thing as freedom in this country. Right. And it's actually kind of unlikely that a school board or a school, for instance, is going to take away all freedom. That's just not happening. So this is a straw man. It's exaggerating to make it seem like there's no freedom when in fact there's only three requirements. We may have a red herring going on too. The red herring fallacy occurs when somebody is trying to introduce what they think is relevant information, or even relevant arguments or points into the discussion in an effort to divert attention away from the main issue or argument, right? For example, in this case, we have the argument starts with the carrying of a loaded weapon, and carrying a loaded weapon while you're teaching, and that kind of seems unrelated to book selection and discussing personal one's personal life or personal matters with students, and so if we want to talk about a requirement to carry a gun, let's talk about that, like on its own. We don't have to bring in, oh, my personal life, I'm not allowed to talk about that. We don't have to bring in the issue of selecting books. Let's talk about each issue at once, right? And so what this is trying to do is make a point about freedom, or really requirements from an employer that appear as no freedom. So let's really talk about that issue, right? Without getting distracted by multiple things at once. Because it's easy, once one gets refuted, to jump to the next one and then keep circling back and circling back. This is a red herring, right? Introducing, they think they're introducing relevant information into discussion, but it's usually irrelevant to the point at hand. I think there's also maybe an appeal to emotion. That isn't always wrong. It isn't always a fallacy, but I think in this case, it is manipulative. When it's manipulative, it's fallacious. And I think it is manipulative in this case. It's appealing to emotion to try to win the argument rather than presenting valid reasoning. And I think that's what makes it fallacious, right? Because the statement here is trying to invoke feelings of indignation or frustration by portraying the speaker as being treated unfairly restricted in their actions as a teacher. And teachers should be able to say and do whatever they want and have control, regardless of whether these restrictions are actually unreasonable or necessary. And so I think this is an appeal to emotion, and it's fallacious in this case. And finally, I would say we might have a non sequitur here. The non sequitur is a sort of fallacy that where the conclusion doesn't follow logically from the premise. And this statement seems to suggest that there's no freedom for teachers or in teaching or in the classroom because of a perceived contradiction between being required to carry a weapon and being restricted in a couple other aspects. But the connection between being required to carry a gun, being required to choose or not choose certain books, and being required to keep your personal life out of, you know, teaching kids, like those three requirements, they don't really have strong points of connection other than that the person feels like they're being treated unfairly. Another person could just as easily say, I love that they're wanting me to keep my personal life out of this, and that, you know, I don't have to go through the stress of choosing books, that they've helped me with the curriculum, and that they want me to be safe and my students to be safe. So, right, you could totally flip it on its head, and you can see then how this is a non sequitur, because those three points in the meme, they don't really follow. Like the conclusion doesn't follow the premises or the premise. So I obviously there is freedom in this country, and just because there are three restrictions that may or may not be related or unrelated doesn't mean there is no freedom in this country. That's just silly. That's just stupid. It's fallacious. All right, my friends, keep your eyes open and your ears open. Be wise to these sorts of things that are floating around, and try, when you see them popping up, try to poke holes in them. Try to name what's going on. It's a great exercise in logic, and you'll be, I think, benefited by practicing that. All right, my friends, I'm going to stop there and say, I hope that helps.
Interested in growing your ancient language skills but not sure where to start? Glossa House can help. From illustrated readers and short stories to lexicons and grammars, Glossa House offers a variety of resources for beginning, intermediate, and experienced ancient language learners. Head to glossahouse.com today. Glossa House, language resources for the global community.